Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Conlon Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Game two of this PacWest doubleheader as the Penguin men welcome in the Point Loma Sea Lions. Dominican comes in at 3-7 overall, 2-1 in the PacWest. Brandon, they're on a two-game win streak.
Yeah, the Penguins' most recent win was against Fresno Pacific on the road. The leading scorer for that, of course, was Jeremiah Gray, who leads the team overall, and he scored 23 that game. CJ Thomas with a good 17 points as well, and Christian Futch with 8. And I'm looking at the statistics here, and both these teams shoot well, both outside the arc overall. The glaring difference is that Point Loma out-rebounds the Penguins by 6, so just like the women's game, I believe it's going to come down to turnovers and rebounding because statistically, they're right there, field goal percentage.
Yeah, Point Loma, the Sea Lions come in at 6-5 overall, 0-2 in the PacWest. They have yet to win a conference game under head coach Ryan Looney. So, Penguins welcoming in the Sea Lions here. We're almost ready to go. And it's a big one here tonight. Penguins, the men with some sort of a streak. The women, as we know, Brandon, have that streak going off to their best start, arguably in their NC2A Division II era under head coach Tim Lacoste, and they won earlier today by a wide margin. And the men looking to do that here tonight. They have their all-gold unis on. The men are fired up. This is the first time we've seen them in quite a while, Brandon. We have the women's this week on Tuesday and on Thursday. No men earlier in the week. This is the first conference game here in a while.
Yeah, the last time we were in for a treat against Notre Dame where Xavier Williams nailed that right corner three-pointer to win the game in OT. So we were really in a treat for that one. But the Penguins have a tough task at hand today with a height advantage of Point Loma. And we saw, you, me, and Stuart Horn saw that they were putting on a dunk clinic in layup lines.
Yeah, they really were. This is a big Point Loma team, okay? Their biggest guy is Cameron Gilbert at 6'10", and he doesn't even play, Brandon, so he has no statistics. That comes via Stuart Horn. He's the biggest guy, and he doesn't even play. So we saw him throw down dunks and layup lines as they like to dunk, and we'll see if they'll implement that into their game plan as I bring in Stuart Horn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey.
Hey.
I'm happy to report. I just talked to Ikeora out in the entryway. And she says it's a bad sprain, that it really hurt at the moment. She wasn't sure what it was at the moment, but it hurt that much. But then she concluded our conversation, and I said, you know, we were all worried, and I'm glad to see you're up and around. She's on crutches and has it in a boot. She said, I wanted to go back in.
Coach to Coast probably went, no.
Yeah, well, it was just Ikeora and Cruz and I were standing there, and Ikeora says, yeah, I wanted to go back in. And I said, yeah, that's not what we need, you know. We need you to be healthy, and when we're running away with the game, the last thing we need is to have you out there with a bum ankle. All you could do is make it worse. Anyway, there's Ikeora hobbling around on the opposite side right now, and she's on crutches, folks, but she's got a couple weeks to recuperate, and she's smiling right now. So we're ready for tonight's national anthem before the back half of this PacWest doubleheader, you guys. And when we're done with the national anthem, we will have the starting lineup. Oh, the home of the Brave and the radio home of the Penguins. Right here on Penguin Radio, 17 years on the air, everybody. Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt, and Brandon Cadiz. The smooth shooting Brandon Cadiz. That's right, off to my left.
Whoa.
And we're back. Somebody kicked the plug.
All right, everybody. Well, pardon us. Someone has kicked the feet out, and not only did we lose the scoreboards and the lights and everything else here on Media Row, but we lost the radio station. So we are checking to make sure that everything is happening. And also to make sure that it doesn't happen again. We're going to have to, are we good? All right, Forrest Hunt, thank you very much for checking the feed. All right, everybody, welcome into Penguin Radio. Just as I was about to talk about how we've been on the air 24-7 for the last 17 years, all Penguin sports can be heard here on Penguin Radio. Well, Point Loma comes in 0-2 in Pac West play, 6-5 overall. Under head coach Ryan Looney, not to be confused with the coach over at East Bay of Brian Rooney. You've got Ryan Looney. We will hear from Brian Rooney when he's here with the Pioneers from Cal State East Bay when they visit later in the year. But tonight it's Ryan Looney from Point Loma, and he's assisted by Jordan Cornea. He's sending out number three, Josh Rodriguez, a 5'10" junior. The guard out of La Habra, California, will be out there with Tanner Nelson, a 6'3" junior guard out of Vancouver, Washington. Not Vancouver, Canada, just on the other side of the border. Sterling Summers, a 6'5" sophomore forward out of Linden, Washington. Ziggy Satterwhite, a 6'6" junior out of Puyallup, Washington, will start at center. And Satterwhite is the guy to keep an eye on. Leading scorer for Point Loma. And Skylar White, a 6'7" senior, starting it forward tonight out of Clyde Hill, Washington. Clyde Hill for the good old Penguins. In the middle will be Christian Futch up against Skylar White. And we'll have the starters for Booker T. Harris and Scott Waterman in just a moment. Tipped out, Penguins on D. Point Loma attacking the northern hoop off to our right here on Media Row, moving from our left to right. The Point Loma's, and it's quickly stolen away on the first pass of the night by the good old Penguins. No score yet, everybody. We're 15 seconds into this one. Jay Williams has it top of the key. Passes it off now to Hernandez. Left side. Futch to Christian starts it off, Brandon. The Penguins lead 2-0.
And I think that's going to be key to get inside the paint early. This is a tall team. We saw them dunk it, so Christian Futch has to be that stopper inside the middle.
Every single guy on the team dunked in warm-up, including the coach. Tanner Nelson, left wing, 18-footer, no. Penguins have it. Softly from the right side on the baseline goes Jeremiah Gray after he booted it, got it back, and then heaved it up.
Must be the new hairdo.
Penguins. All right, so if we're going to go there, let's get it out of the way now. Tanner Williams on the way. Nelson, check it, not Tanner Williams. Tanner Nelson with the long deuce, no, and the Penguins cannot get the rebound. Satterthwaite has it. Ziggy. Number 23, right side now, Nelson again. Another long deuce, no. And the rebound by Skylar White goes down as Futch hits the deck hard, 4-2. Three shots on goal, you guys. And the Point Lomas get it every time. So as Forrest mentioned just a minute ago, Jeremiah Gray has gotten his hair all buzzed off. Got rid of the chops and the beard and the everything, and he's coming in with a sleek new aerodynamic look, and I like it for the new year.
I do like it, yeah.
4-2. All right.
He gets more hang time without the hair.
It could be. Coming up on 18 minutes, the Penguins by two. The women won earlier. Ikiora does not have a broken ankle, just sprained. She was taken out early in the second period and a walk. No? And that's a hold called against Christian Futch, the 6'8 freshman. So on the floor for Booker is Anthony Hernandez, Jordan Williams, Cedric Thomas, Jeremiah Gray, and Futch. And up and under and off the hot, it hit the shot clock. Yep. I mean, you can fire one high off the glass for us, but you can't go so high that it goes up and either hits the standard that holds everything in place from the ceiling or hits the shot clock. And that one bounced off the shot clock, so no basket.
You know, we've talked about it before. That one was so high off the glass, it looked like it might have hit the shot clock. We finally got one.
Yeah, and he hired it. It's the ceiling. 17-37. CJ's got it. Softly, CJ. Hey-oh, Thomas. left elbow, 6-2. So far, Penguins look very, very sharp. I like it. Point Loma, offense. Penguins stifling defense. White, right side, Nelson. Turn and look, Sterling Summers, and he walks with it. So Summers, in the middle of winter, walks with it, and here we go, 17-17.
With that turnover, Point Loma with three already, and we're not even 3 minutes into the ball game.
December 16th, 2017, everybody. 6-2 Penguins coming up on 17 minutes. Three ball, right side by Hernandez is no good. And there's a charge, and Hernandez hits the deck. And he not only hit the deck, but he slid after he hit the deck.
And it looked like they're gonna call him for a block too, Stu. I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was offensive, but.
It sure looked like it.
So that's the first on Anthony. And with 16:56 left on the clock, we'll see if they're gonna roll a second or two back on. Booker's talking to the ref. Not sure what he said there. Nelson with a head fake up against Jordan Williams, no. Jordan Williams is looking, staring into his soul. That's good defense right there. Satherwhite passes it off, down low, turn around softy by White, no. From very close range, another shot on goal. So here's the thing I see in the first 3.5 minutes of the game, and that is the Penguins cannot get a rebound. These big dudes are just keeping them away from the basket.
Yeah, they're overmatched, clearly. It's Point Loma with the height advantage, but Penguins with a 6-2 lead. So that might result if you, a lot of the times, Stu, if you don't have the height advantage, you have the quickness advantage.
Well, theoretically, you're right. And the first one by Summers goes. You know, I was talking to Scott Waterman before the game. What are you going to do? All of our guys come up to their armpits. I mean, we're talking about average height. Point Loma's got us by 6 inches across the board. Clock rolls, 16.5. The second one's no good. Penguins by three. Jay Will, top of the key, goes around the back, goes between the legs. Now over to CJ, way out on the left wing. CJ just strong-arming his way in against Preston Beverly. And Beverly with an all-ball rejection. Satherwhite's got it out there, right side. Nelson, three ball, and that's good. Tanner Nelson, the 6'3" junior. So it's a tie game, six apiece. Jeremiah Gray's got it. Very quiet so far from Gray, except for the lonely baseline jumper that had miracle written all over it. Some great footwork by Gray, back and forth, juke. And the tip out, CJ, good hands. Now they've got it baseline. And the hammer jam by Jeremiah Gray. He comes flying in on the right side, a perfect pass from CJ in stride and hammer jam. 8-6 Penguins, softly right side. And Satterthwaite goes up left-handed, and he's fouled and a timeout. The foul's committed by Futch, and with 15:28 to go, that's the second by Futch, media timeout.
And you're listening to NC2A Division II. Men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And how about something from Jeremiah Gray, you guys? What do you think?
Hi, this is guard Jeremiah Gray, and you're listening to DU Basketball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
All right, thank you very much, Jeremiah Gray, 15:28 on Penguin Radio, everybody. Horn Hunt, Cadiz together again, and maybe forever. 8-6, the Penguins lead at this media timeout. Well, so far, what an exciting game. Women won handily. That was exciting. It was fun. Ikeora doesn't have a broken ankle. Thank the Lord.
You know, the thing that we've seen tonight here, Stu, that I think that we have been lacking to see all year from the Penguin men is a fast start. And they were off to a fast start here tonight.
I agree.
Up 6-2, now leading 8-6.
Yeah, you know, you have a good point there. One of the things that we've always... It's always felt like is the men have come out sluggish, find their way, and then have to fight back.
All of a sudden in the second half, we're losing games by single digits, whether it's 2, 3, 7, 9, or hitting buzzer beaters. That's been how it's been all year. And we have talked previously about how we'd like to see them start fast and not wait till 10 minutes in or till the second half to really get that tempo going, and they're not here tonight. They're firing on all cylinders right away.
Ziggy Satherwaite knocks down the first one. A right-handed shooter, Satherwaite. As we watch the teams warm up, I don't remember Satherwaite missing a single shot. I mean, the guy is good.
Yeah,
right?
I think I stopped watching.
After he made four threes and then a bunch of long deuces.
And almost broke the hoop.
Uh-oh. CJ takes it the other end and then walks with it. 15-17 to go, everybody. It's 8 apiece. Penguins 2-1 in conference play against the 0-2 Sea Lions. Nelson right wing, Nelson 3, and that's good. So Nelson puts Point Loma up by 3. Oh, no, and CJ looks up on it and hits him in the knee and gets away right into the hands of Beverly, who takes it the other end all alone, uncontested. No Penguins anywhere near him. It's 13-8 up and under. Jay Will spins one off the window, and he draws a whistle. He'll go to the line. But as the Penguins on the previous sequence for us tried to work the ball at the top of the key, there was 29 seconds on the shot clock, and it hit CJ right in the left knee and bounced right into the outstretched arms of Preston Beverly, who was going 100 miles an hour, maybe faster, the other way.
That's pretty fast for a big man. He's 6'7", 220, Beverly is. So to take it three-quarters court and not lose the handle on it, it's pretty impressive.
Williams misses the first one. And, the Penguins started pretty good there in those first 3 minutes, looking very sharp. Anthony Hernandez heads out, and Xavier Williams comes in his place. And the second one by Jordan Williams is good. But in the last 2 minutes now, it seems like all the momentum has been Point Loma, 13-9. Loma leads. Penguins on D. Nelson's got it way out there on the right wing. And Jeremiah Gray is plastered to him. Now they work it down low to Beverly. He turns around now. Another rebound the Penguins cannot get. The put back by Sterling Summers is good. Sterling Summers. It's a shiny deuce up. 15-9. Coming up on 14 minutes. Jay Will, left side, softly, off the window, no. Put back, no, as CJ got the rebound, and on the way up, he tried to finger roll that thing in there. And as it turns out, he draws the foul, which on the previous play, the last time the Penguins had the ball, when Jay Will had it on the way up, you say on one hand, well, it's nice that he is able to draw the foul, but, you know, you got to make him. And that one CJ does make. And I got to say, CJ has continued to impress me. Last season, you could see him get better and better game by game. And it seems the same this year so far. CJ's got a level of confidence you've rarely seen among players. 15-11, the Penguins trail. 14. He's one of those guys, I think, in a pinch, I'd like to get the ball to him. And that's a compliment in the highest regard. Beverly down low on the baseline left side. Beverly heavy traffic. Again, CJ, no. Satherwaite gets the rebound up and under right side easily. And there's so many elbows flying under there, Forrest, that I would be afraid to stick my face in there, and they're all doing it. None of these guys are afraid of the elbow. I mean, I guess you get popped in the nose a few times. Jumper, Williams, right side, no. Drifting across, check it, that was Gray. Jeremiah's been a little quiet. I just don't think these guys fear contact. 17-11, 13-7. And if they do, they're in the wrong business. Satherwaite out on the right wing. Nelson now down low. Beverly against CJ. Turn, spin softly, in and out. Loose ball, who's got it? Penguins can't get the rebound. I don't even want to see the stats of the first period. Four rebounds. Especially the offensive ones. Inside of 13 now. Point Loma's just looking for a place to work it down low, and Beverly throws it right in the hands of CJ. There wasn't a sea lion anywhere near him.
No, almost as if it was intended for him.
Yeah, he was 10 feet away was the nearest sea lion. So the Penguins will take that, trailing by six, Williams right side. Xavier, right wing, no. Inside at 12 and a half. Penguins trail by six. Bringing it up is Yusuf Shahada out of Tucson. Shahada holds the left thumb straight down to indicate the play, as if to say, he shall not live. I'm sure I'm mixing up the two.
Yeah, I would almost guarantee it.
It was like in a Roman Colosseum, but it was just to indicate the play. So they let the play unfold, and it goes out of bounds, and the Penguins are on defense, and there's 12-12 to go, and the Penguins trail by six. So Shahada brings it in. Now top of the key. Noah Stapes, the 6'5" freshman out of San Jose, at the top of the key. Now they work it over to Luke Lovelady, who throws it away. Intended for Beverly. Lovelady. Luke Lovelady. And I think I love his name.
Ladies probably do, too. So all of them want
17-11, 12 minutes to go. Media timeout.
You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And the quick start has really slowed down, it seems.
Yeah.
Penguins led 8-6, now trail 17-11.
Well, Luke Lovelady's just come into the game, and he's only held the ball one time and threw it away. But keep an eye on Luke Lovelady. Not to be confused with Brandon Cadiz, who's been rather quiet these first few minutes, just studying the play, surveying. What have you come up with so far, our expert color analyst, Brandon Cadiz?
Well, I've seen Point Loma taking advantage of that height and using the offense to set up screens and opening the other key offensive players. So far, we've seen Tanner Nelson nail 2 3-pointers, 2 for 5 overall, and that's coming off two screens. They almost send it, and this is a lot of what the Golden State Warriors do. It's called the elevator play. You send up two screens coming up top. The other screener fades to his right or fades to his left, opening up the offensive player to come up top and nail down the three-pointer. So Penguins, as Stuart Horn mentioned, a lot of elbows in the inside, and this Penguins team has to not be afraid of that contact, and that's going to help out with Jordan Tribble coming into the ball game.
You catch all that for us? If you want analysis, you get it right here from DJ Chestnuts. Brandon Cadiz inside of 12 minutes, everybody. We're back underway, up and under, and who slammed into who? I know that Skylar White
ran into Mays.
Ran into somebody. Romeo Mays has entered the game with Jay Tribble. And as it turns out, White to the line. There was no basket. Only 1 second ticked off the clock on that play. And the first free throw rattles in. Double screen? Two screens at once, you're saying? One left, one right.
Yeah, sets up the offensive player to
the elevator
around.
Play.
Yeah.
I like it. Second one's very deep. Tipped out. And another rebound for Point Loma. And that's been the difference so far. There's no question about it. That it's been, it's not a question of boxing out. It's much more than that. Beverly throw, oh, Beverly, I thought he coughed it up, but he just no-looked it to White, who could not can the deuce from very close range. White's in there at 6'7", but he looks like he's close to 7 feet. He's tall and slender. And I don't know, those leggings make him look super tall. 10 on the shot clock, 11:20 to go. Jay Williams has it. Takes a screen from Tribble softly from the left elbow, nowhere near the bucket. That was way, way right. No looked indoors. And there's a dunk by Luke Lovelady. And there was no love lost on that one from the Penguins, as Lovelady hung on the rim for what seemed to be forever, as Booker wants a timeout, 11:04 to go.
Looks like Jordan Williams might have rolled an ankle over there. He's laying on the far side of the Penguin bench being looked at, and that's what the stoppage in play was, as he's laying on the ground. It looks like it might be his right leg. Might have been a cramp. Could have been an ankle. Hopefully it's not an ankle. We don't want two ankles in one day.
Yeah, you're right. Kiara got hurt. Do we have a bit from one of the players?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
May we please?
This is guard Marcus Lodholt from Dominican Basketball. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
All right, everybody, we are back. 11:04 to go, 20-11. The Penguins so far are looking, I'm going to give them about a 6 out of 10 so far, and that might be generous. And if you were limited that to only two rebounding, maybe a 3. Now, it might be the fact that the Lomas are much taller. I don't know. Here's up and under for Gray. Nothing but air. JT can't corral it. And that was one of those plays that seemed very high on the desperation scale. 10:40 to go. Way out on the left wing. Penguins playing some pretty heavy D, but once they get it indoors, look out. Beverly indoors. Beverly for two against three Penguins for us.
Well, Beverly, as we mentioned earlier, Stu, he's a big dude at 6'7", 220 pounds, able to just power his way through the undersized Penguin D.
CJ's got it. Left side. Xavier thinks about it. Marcus Lodeholt has entered the game, and a whistle when he had the ball. It was a delayed call. Off ball. The foul is committed by Tanner Nelson out of Vancouver, Washington. You been to Vancouver, Washington?
I haven't. Oh,
it's
no.
It's just on the southern border. Well, it's up a little bit, but close to the southern border of Washington State. And then the minute you get over the Canadian border on I-5, same road, Vancouver, Canada. I don't know what the connection is. Jeremiah, top of the key. And he missed it way right. So Gray's got to tighten things up. No look to Beverly down low. And just a spectacular pass by Josh Rodriguez. Just a great assist, 24-11. He deked everybody except Beverly, who was lying in wait, and Beverly knocks it down easily. 9:39 to go. Now with the play-by-play, here's Brandon Cadiz.
Lodeholt behind the back dribble, between the legs, right wing, hands it off. Jeremiah Gray, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Crossover move up top, goes inside, tries to float one up, off back iron, and rebounded by Point Loma. Far left baseline, Josh Rodriguez swinging across the horn, up top. That is Lovelady. Inside, they have it to Beverly. Off glass, count it, and one. Christian Fudge will be tried for another foul. Check it, that's on Xavier Williams, his first personal foul tonight. So Beverly, a chance to complete the three-point play. The Penguins have not scored in 4 minutes. The last point was a layup by Romeo Mays. Off back iron, rebounded. And a foul will be charged on Ziggy Satterthwaite, the junior at 6'6", 230 pounds. As Xavier Williams will push it up the court for the Penguins. 9:07 left in the first half. Penguins trail 26-11. Jeremiah Gray, right wing, up top, swinging across the horn. Marcus Lodeholt behind the back dribble. Jeremiah Gray, left corner three. And there was a lot of contact, but no call. Pushing it up the court on the other end. Josh Rodriguez swings back from straight away, drifting to its right, and no good by Beverly. Corralled by the Penguins. Xavier Williams crossing the timeline. Goes to his right in the right wing, dumps it inside Christian Fudge. Fudge picks up his dribble, gives it up to Jeremiah Gray. Up top, Thomas with the screen inside. Jeremiah Gray drives left, and he is stopped. Two defenders were there. That was Beverly and Satterthwaite on the other end going. Xavier Williams puts it off glass. He is fouled.
And that's the same play on both ends of the floor, and you get a whistle on one end and no whistle on the other end. And I can't explain that, and Coach Booker probably can't either.
Well, that's a very good call. It looked like the exact same play, like mirrored craziness on both ends. Why weren't there two whistles?
Well, no.
And I know that Stuart Hohner doesn't want to look at these stats, but 19 rebounds by Point Loma and 7 only by the DUs.
Hmm. Dominating the boards. As you said, Brandon, before the game started, that might be the one determining factor here in the game is the height difference and the height advantage on the point of the Sea Lions, and it's really showing here in the first half.
As Josh Rodriguez nails the first free throw, extending the Sea Lions' lead. Second one off front iron rims in as checking back into the ball game for Point Loma is Yusuf Shahada. Jordan Williams in for the Penguins. Glad to report he's doing okay after we saw him roll an ankle. Couple pound dribbles, taking it up between the legs. Up top, that's Jay Williams. CJ Thomas, the handoff to Jeremiah Gray. He's closely guarded by Stapes, and the shot is good. The three-pointer on the right wing, Marcus Lodeholt, the first Penguin basket since the 13:45 mark in this quarter. Drifting to the left, picks up his dribble, right side, Stapes, up right corner to Nelson. Swinging it around the horn, far left baseline, Shahada, and a foul on the drive. It looked like Jeremiah Gray set his feet, and assistant coach Scott Waterman is not happy.
Yeah, Jeremiah just trying to get in a little bit of position. There was hand fighting on both sides, and the whistle just goes against the Penguins, and Jeremiah Gray he's undersized. He's trying to get into position, and coach Scott Waterman's going to have a word with our official on why the ticky-tack whistles. Why are they calling those small fouls when the Penguins are just getting absolutely hacked down low? Jeremiah's had a couple of plays where he's gotten hacked, no call. And a play that you and I talked about the other night, Brandon, a play where you have to give the player room to land, happened to Jordan Williams earlier in their game, and there's no call. But at any rate, we'll hear from one of our sponsors, San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
And that was San Rafael Joe's. If you're here in downtown San Rafael, you should check them out. Me, Forrest, and Stewart will be there after the ball game. But the Penguins are only limited to 29% shooting, and we knew height was going to be a factor, as Forrest and I talked about before this ball game. Second chance opportunities as well. 10 points for the Point Loma Sea Lions in comparison to the DU's 4 points. And towing the line here as we return to action, that will be Skylar White, the freshman. No, the senior at 6'7", 220.
Looks like that first one won't count. We had the officials weren't ready.
As this will be the first one now. Knocks it in.
Everybody a little bit confused after he shot the first one.
I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, I don't know what the official whistle was for, but that first one that White knocked down didn't count.
Second free throw on the way is good for White.
I guess it doesn't matter when you make all three, huh? He can shoot all day.
30-14, 16-point lead on the side for the Point Loma Sea Lions, bringing it up top, drifting to his right. Goes right low, block rejected, but there's a foul. Contact on the attempt by CJ Thomas. He'll get a chance at two on the line. The foul on Skylar White. The fifth team foul only.
CJ, a guy that's really emerged as a go-to guy, as Stu mentioned earlier, for the Penguins. He's at the line now, and he's been working on parts of his game, and free throw shooting is one of them as he knocks that one down perfectly.
And we've seen him grown and develop. He has a great soft touch on the mid-range jumper, and we saw him knock one down earlier as he sinks both free throws. Point Loma now bringing it up the court. A little full court press set up by the Penguins. Hands it off to Shahada. Dumps it inside, working on Jeremiah Gray. Sticks it up, muscle. Good for Ziggy Satterwhite. Jordan Williams up top for the Penguins. Marcus Lodeholt guarded on by Summers. up top. Jeremiah Gray, left wing. Crossover dribble to the left. He'll get the screen from Fudge, and now he's double teamed by two players. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Jordan Williams drives, looking for someone now. Left low block. Fudge kicks it to Jay William from right wing. No good. Rebounded by Point Loma, and there's a scrum as Fudge tried to poke it away, but they will settle the Sea Lions as Shahada brings it up, nearing us here in front of our broadcast booth. Jordan Williams on him. Hands up. Swing. Cross court pass. Tried to dump it inside. That was Summers, and a beautiful save by Jeremiah Gray to prevent it from going out of bounds. Marcus Lodeholt, right wing. Head fake, CJ Thomas sets the screen after the handoff to Jeremiah Gray. Left elbow nearing the free throw line. CJ Thomas, left wing, driving inside Marcus Lodeholt. And as he drove in, lowering his shoulder, he was shoved hip to hip. Foul on Sterling Summers. Summers, check that. Checking back in for Point Loma is Preston Beverly and Josh Rodriguez. Looking to inbound it, Jordan Williams. And he'll throw it to no one. No one was near the vicinity. And it'll be a turnover. Point Loma will recover. Josh Rodriguez, the point guard, goes between his legs up top to Satherwhite with the screen. Dump it inside to Satherwhite. Right wing, cross court. A lot of cross court passes going on for the Point Loma offense. Picks it up as he goes in between two defenders. The floater is good by Josh Rodriguez. The lead extends 34-16, 5:40 left in the first half. Right corner, Lodeholt. CJ Thomas, handoff, Jordan Williams. Crossover move, Lodeholt. Three-pointer, right wing, off back iron. He's able to corral it, rebound. Dump pass to CJ Thomas, and as he was in the air, changed shots on the hand. He was fouled by Preston Beverly. He'll have a chance at two at the line yet again.
We're going to go back to that three-point attempt by Marcus Lodeholt. The quick release, Brandon, but the wherewithal to follow his shot and really make another offensive opportunity out of it for the Penguins.
CJ Thomas whirls the first free throw. 5 for 5 overall. He has 7 points. Thomas toes the line for the second. It's up and good. 34-18, Penguins trail. Preston Beverly dumps it off to the point guard, Summers. Rodriguez getting the play from Coach Ryan Looney. Left wing cross court pass up top, Beverly inside to Summers. Summers gets it, as Christian Fudge was just a tad bit late, breathing on his neck. 36-18, 18-point lead for the Sea Lions. Jeremiah Gray has been quiet in the ball game. Marcus Lodeholt, left wing. Jeremiah Gray, right wing. 15 seconds on the shot clock. The screen by Fudge. He'll dribble on out. Crossover move goes right off glass. Count it. Jeremiah Gray with 6 points. He's 2 for 9, 3 for 10 overall, as Satherwhite will get it off glass on the other end. Three quarters of the length pass, count it, 38-20, 18-point lead. Marcus Lodeholt drifts to his left. Jordan Williams dumps inside to Fudge, who brings it up top. Lodeholt elbow, left side, count it. So Marcus Lodeholt, 5 points so far. He nailed that three-pointer. Rodriguez pounds his dribbles high up, goes low, dumps it off inside, cutting to the basket. Head fake initially, got the defender to jump. That was CJ Thomas, as Sterling Summers gets another bucket. Trading baskets on both ends, and the Penguins can't seem to stop the offensive attack by the Sea Lions. Screen on Fudge, picks and pops, right short corner. Ball is on the left. Low block, swung to the right side. Up top, 8 seconds on the shot clock. That's Jeremiah Gray. Crossover move working. Marcus Lodeholt, head fake as he gets it off glass. And it'll be corralled out of bounds. It'll go to the Sea Lions. another media timeout here. 40-22, the Penguins trail, 3:20 left in the first half. As we will hear from one of our DU basketball players.
This is Christian Futch. You're listening to DU Basketball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
So Christian Futch, we heard from him. He only has 2 points on the night with two fouls. A lot of Penguins with two fouls. Xavier Williams and Jeremiah Gray as well. The Penguins' leading scorer is CJ Thomas. Uncharacteristic game so far by Jeremiah Gray, shooting only 3 for 10, 0 for 3 from beyond the arc for us. Talk about the defense that the Point Loma Sea Lions are playing and limiting Jeremiah Gray.
Well, you know, it's just Beverly inside at 6'7". Stapes in there at 6'5". Skylar White at 6'7". They have some big dudes in there, and the biggest guy for the Penguins is Futch at 6'8", and he plays big, but he doesn't play as nimble as those guys. The other guys can get inside, they can move the ball around. I tell you what, though, if you run into Futch, he's a brick wall, but he's not that agile big man that a lot of these Point Loma guys are. But CJ Thomas with his 6 points, six of them coming from the line.
Yeah, most definitely. Also, a key stat here is the turnovers. Penguins only have 4. Imagine if they turn the ball over even more, it'd be a bigger deficit. But yes, rebounds are the factor in this game so far. There's nothing you can do that for that on the side of the Penguins. Like Stuart Horde mentioned, they got 6 inches on them across the board as Josh Rodriguez will bring it up top. Jordan Williams, the screen picked up the dribble was Preston Beverly. Rodriguez swung across the horn yet again. Beverly has an easy layup as Jordan Williams went for the steal, gambled, and caused the easy layup. 42-22, 20-point lead for the Sea Lions.
Tell you what, Brandon, along with the rebounds, the shooting has been a factor for the Penguins. The Sea Lions shooting at 58%, Penguins only at 32.
As Jordan Williams will dump it off left elbow, CJ Thomas, and there's the soft jumper, the soft stroke he has. Him and Marcus Lodeholt have been the offense for the Penguins so far. Up top, Beverly. Inside Jordan Williams, the pass is knocked away from Summers. Try to get it in to Lovelady. The Sea Lions will retain possession. Inbounding, almost underneath their basket. Rodriguez will look to get it in. Rodriguez has to and almost goes backcourt, but there is Lovelady. Rodriguez, the screen by Satterthwaite. Left elbow, step back jumper, no good. And there's going to be a foul. It'll be on Xavier Williams. That is his third personal foul. So 10th team foul, and that means double bonus. Summers, a chance at 2 free throws.
Really uncharacteristic for Xavier to have 3 fouls already. We don't see Xavier commit fouls very often, and when he does, it's likely in the second half. We've seen him be that guy that the Penguins go to foul on purpose so that way they can get the other team to the line as A.J. Hernandez comes back in his place.
He really knows how to set his feet most of the time and shift and play aggressively when the defense or the offense attacks him. Great defender is Xavier Williams. Jay Williams on the other end for the Penguins gets it at the left elbow. CJ Thomas sets the screen, pick and pop. Jay Williams drives to the right elbow. Mid-range jump shot, no good, off back iron. Rebounded by Ramirez. Rodriguez for the Point Loma Sea Lions. Rodriguez drives left, dump inside, far block, and it will go off the foot of Xavier Williams. Tries to go to his right shoulder is Sterling Summers, as Jeremiah Gray will return for Anthony Hernandez. And also for the Sea Lions, Noah Stapes back into the ball game. Head fake for the recently checked in Stapes. Rodriguez near the Penguin insignia. Drives to his left, a screen by Satterthwaite. Head fake, and he has an open three. Right wing, money. Josh Rodriguez with 7 points. He has 4 rebounds and 4 assists. So doing everything on the side of the Sea Lions. Jeremiah Gray, crossover move left. 3 defenders, 3-point Loma Sea Lions. And he is fouled. He'll get chance at the free throw line. The foul will be charged on Noah Stapes. His first personal and 8th team foul.
And we finally see Jeremiah drawing a foul, driving into the paint. So many times he's driven in tonight, and there hasn't been a whistle call.
Jeremiah Gray's first free throw rims off back iron, goes straight up and back down. 46-25. Penguins trail. As Gray toes the line for his second free throw. It's up. Back iron takes a couple bounces again, but this time it doesn't go in. Rodriguez getting the play yet again by Coach Looney for the Sea Lions. Swinging it across the horn. A lot of action, as I've mentioned before, the screens and the cuts setting up the offense for Point Loma. Right low block, spin move. Summers gets it to the other low block, the far low block. That Ziggy Satterthwaite for another point, 48-25. Final 50 seconds of the first half. Right wing, right low block. CJ Thomas goes inside, foul as he draws contact. Another chance at the free throw line.
And CJ already in double digits, Brandon. He is 6 for 6 from the line. And he has an opportunity to add 2 more and add to his total.
Yeah, 10 points overall for CJ Thomas, the only scorer for the Penguins in double digits. Point Loma, Preston Beverly, Sterling Summers with 10 apiece. Right behind them, Ziggy Satterthwaite with 8 points. As Thomas will toe the line for the second. Thomas up and in. 21-point lead for the Sea Lions, 48-27. Hernandez guarding Rodriguez heavily, nearing and crossing the timeline. Left wing, Beverly dumps it inside, Satterthwaite, and Lodeholtz able to get a hand on it. He steals it. Romeo Mays, the recently checked in, he'll get it off glass, and it just rims out. Almost a 3-point opportunity, but they'll settle for a chance of 2 free throws at the line.
Yeah, Mays is not shot from the line tonight. These are his first 2 free throws of the night.
As Luke Lovelady will check back into the game for the Point Loma Sea Lions after the first free throw. Mays, straight away line drive, no good. Halfway in, comes out. And a timeout by the Sea Lions and Coach Ryan Looney, 48-27. Sea Lions lead, 27 seconds left in the first half, as you will hear from yet another one of our DU basketball players.
This is Christian Futch. You're listening to DU Basketball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
And that was Christian Futch. But so far for us, not really a lot of offense of the side of DU's. Not really the type of exciting basketball we saw earlier in the women's game. But credit to Point Loma for doing that. They're shooting at 60%, limiting the Penguins to only 33%.
It's been all shooting all day for Point Loma. And just an example right now, the first free throw from Mays goes halfway down, as you mentioned, pops back out. Second one was a little better, but straight back at him.
And rebounded by Satterthwaite and the Point Loma Sea Lions. They will take the last shot of the first half, 18 seconds and counting. Dump inside Satterthwaite, the handoff back to Rodriguez. Gets the screen by Satterthwaite. Back up top. Right wing. Up top, inside, Stapes. Satterthwaite, hop step off back iron, rebounded by Lodeholt. Has to put it up from half court. And it is off way to the right. And that will end the first half with a score, 48-27. Penguins have a large deficit to come back in the second half. And they're a second-half team, but this margin is larger than what we've seen before in past games. The total rebounds for Point Loma in the first half, 25. Penguins with only 10.
And this is almost identical to what we saw in the women's game earlier. Penguins had a 21-point lead at halftime. This time, it's just flipped around. They have a 21-point deficit going into halftime.
I got to ask you guys, that was a hard half to watch. From a fan's perspective, and as much as we try to remain impartial here in the broadcast booth, we follow the team. We live and breathe basketball with the team. And that was tough to watch. The Penguins looked shabby. Point Loma looked good, don't get me wrong. But I don't remember the Penguin men this season looking that far out of sync. You know, they allowed a team that's a little bit bigger across the board and a little bit badder really get in their heads. It's what it seemed like. They just came out, and it seemed like they were defeated before the game even got started. Point Loma put up a pretty impressive warm-up period. But for crying out loud, I can't believe a 19-point differential, 21 or whatever it is. It's outrageous. The Penguins have been playing beautifully until you get to tonight. And they just look shabby. I don't remember hearing Booker yelling at timeouts, yelling at the guys the way that he was yelling at him at that media timeout about 8 minutes ago. I mean, he was really barking at him. And, what do you say? If you're intimidated, you're intimidated. But the question I have for you guys is, at this point in the season, are you really going to be intimidated by a team that's a little bit bigger? What do you guys think?
I would say no, Stu, and it doesn't help that the Penguins are shooting only 32% and have only made 1 of 10 from downtown. Usually they shoot the three ball decently well.
Yeah.
So, and it seems like that they at times have to rely on that, and tonight what they're relying on solely is C.J. Thomas with 12 points, who's 8 for 8 from the free throw line, and the Penguins 10 for 14 from the line. So that one aspect the Penguins needed to get better at that we thought throughout the beginning of the season, free throw shooting, that seems to be the only thing they're doing well tonight.
Yeah, and it's usually the other way around, isn't it? They usually 50% from downtown or something, whatever it is. And tonight, 1 for what? What did you say, 1 for 10?
1 for 10, yeah.
Yeah, that's – it's.
We talked about how they need to shoot better from the free throw line so that way at – late in the game when they come up just short, 2-3, 7-point loss, whatever it is, the free throw line can make a difference. And, well, it seems like they focused on the free throw line, but everything else has declined, it looks like, tonight.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit surprised. Well, no, more than that. I'm a lot surprised that the team, it seems like, has allowed the height differential to play such a significant role in the psyche of the game, you know, the psychology of the whole thing. They've really got to get past that, and I think they would be fine. But they're allowing something to get in the way. Brandon, what do you think?
No, I totally agree with you all. And you got to acknowledge the height advantage, but you got to be able to adjust as well. A lot of points in the paint for the Sea Lions with 28. On the side for the Penguins, there's only 4. So I say go to the mid-range game. You're feeding C.J. Thomas and drawing those fouls in the inside, but you got to get your leading scorer, the star player, Jeremiah Gray, growing. He only has 7 points, 3 for 10 shooting overall. I expect him to step up. If what Stuart Horn is saying is true and Coach Booker T. Harris barking at them, expect them to come out with that fire and intensity in the second half.
Sometimes I wonder about – now, I've never been in a high-level huddle, right? I've sat here, though, for the past 17 years and watched coaches and how they approach the team when the team is not performing up to their ability, right? And I think that's what you have tonight. But for the first time, as long as I can remember, Booker really raised his voice in the huddle. And will that inspire the guys? Because, frankly, I don't think they're a 20-point deficit team. I don't think Point Loma's 20 points better than the Penguins, but at halftime, that's what you have, 48-27. And, I'm trying to figure it out myself. I don't know if it's just, okay, can the coach yell them into it? Or do the guys just have to get their minds together? Gray is as cold as we've seen him. And the only thing they're doing right is working from the free throw line. Well, Point Loma's going to figure that out and probably quit fouling. And then what? Penguins have got to get that outside game working so that they can at least loosen up, you know, the lower part of the key. If you're not shooting from outside, then all you have to do for defense is close it off in the restricted area and forget about it. You know, let the game run out.
Yeah, we'll see if the Penguins can adjust here in the second half as we will return for the second half action in about 10 minutes. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
And when we come back, we'll have more uplifting commentary, more exciting, inspired discussion. I just hope the Penguins can get it going. I was so excited for this. Point Loma's big and bad, though. We'll see what happens.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Listen to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we're here with assistant coach Scott Waterman before the second half as he makes the last minute adjustment, lineup adjustment here for the DUs. They come back out in the second half. Coach Waterman, how you doing?
Again, badly phrased, loaded question. Not good right now. We got a lot to do and get this going.
So I guess the biggest question coming out in the second half is rebounding. How are you guys going to size up the Point Loma guys down on the offensive side? It seems like the rebounding's been a little lopsided.
Yeah, and that's been a most frustrating thing because it was an emphasis all week for us, and we just haven't executed. So we've got to really do a great job of executing and boxing out and just having to go get the ball. Offensively, things will come. I thought we got a little stagnant, but for the most part, you know, it's all going to come down to the defensive end. We got to chop every 4 minutes, hopefully get it down to 10 with 10 minutes left, and then go from there and make it a game.
Yeah, a little uncharacteristic shooting, if you will. You guys shooting 30-odd percent from the floor, but only 1 for 10 downtown. Who are you guys looking to go from the outside the perimeter here in the second half? We usually see the three-point shooting is pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we just got to move the ball. We've missed some opportunities to make the extra pass at the open shot. So that stuff will come. We just discussed it. So I like where we're at.
All right, thank you, Coach.
All right.
We'll be back in about 2 minutes. You're listening to NC2A Division II Men's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Rebounding wise here in the second half and really shooting, as we mentioned, they haven't shot very well. Really uncharacteristic for this team.
You know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
This could be a gigantic comeback right here. I mean, big time comeback. If the Penguins could somehow get back in this game, that would be overcoming some sort of demon that's keeping them down.
And Gray, Jordan Williams, CJ Thomas, Marcus Lotholt, and Christian Futch on the floor for the Penguins as we get underway. Oh, beautiful pass to Jordan Williams. Dumps it off to Futch inside. Quick two for the Penguins to start out half number two. Great ball movement, much like how they started out half number one. Left wing Rodriguez for the Sea Lions. Down low to Satterwhite. Gets it knocked away. Finally gets it back out to Nelson. Mid-range jumper knocks it down perfect. And Nelson has shot really well tonight, Brandon. He's the one guy shooting-wise that the Penguins haven't been able to stop. Jay Will brings it up. Lotholt top of the key. Dumps it off CJ left wing. Jordan Williams. Back to the top, right in front of the Penguin bench as they move the ball all the way around to the far corner. CJ thought about a long two. Instead, he'll pick up the dribble. Jeremiah top of the key, set it up 10 seconds. Drives in 9, step back 8. Jordan Williams corner 7. Right wing 3 ball by Williams, and it hit the shot clock, Brandon. And boy, oh, not even in the right area code for Jordan Williams. Coach Booker's having a word with our official. And Coach Booker wants full court pressure from CJ. And Jordan Williams on Rodriguez back over here to the near side. Skylar White pushes it up to Summers. Summers left wing in front of the Point Loma bench. Summers picks up a dribble and needs some help. Finds it in Sather White at the top of the key. Right wing Rodriguez all the way back cross court to Sather White. Down low. Nelson backing down Lodeholt. Double teamed now by Lodeholt and Fudge. Top of the key. 3 ball on the way. That is good from the 6'7", 220-pound senior Skylar White. The big man can shoot it, 53-29, Sea Lions lead. Jay Will across the timeline. Sizing up Rodriguez, finds CJ left elbow, turns around, faces the hoop, almost loses it and gets it back out. Jay Will free throw line, gets it knocked away, corralled it. Soft jumper from 4 feet, no good. White with the board. Rodriguez puts an elbow into Jay Will, no call, left corner. Thought about a 3-0, back to the left wing and Rodriguez setting it back up 20 seconds. Mays in trouble getting ready to check in for the Penguins. Top of the key, Satterthwaite. Dribbles once, hands it off Rodriguez, left wing. Down low to the cutting Satterthwaite, and it is knocked out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Sea Lions as Mays and Tribble check back in place of CJ and Futch.
That's what Coach Booker T. Harris wants to see, active hands and being more aggressive defensively. We heard from Scott Waterman, they're just going to have to be more aggressive and box out the defenders, not be afraid. It's all psychological.
Rodriguez inbound pass goes to Nelson, who goes off the glass left side for an easy two with 6 to shoot. 55-29, Penguins trail. Jay Will hands off right wing, Lodeholt all the way around top of the key. Mays backing out, picks up the dribble, needs some help, finds it in Gray straight away, drifting left. Chest pass to Jay Will to the cutting Marcus Lodeholt. An easy bucket from the right side. And a nice find from Jordan Williams to Marcus Lodeholt.
Yeah, I think off the front screen on the right side of the elbows opens up the cutting player no matter who it is. I think the Penguins should implement more of the cuts to the basket. That should open up if all the focus is on Gray.
Down low Summers, tipped by Gray, miss, gets his own rebound. Gray gets it once again. Gray pushing up the far sideline, working on Nelson. Long three, little deep, no good. May is fighting for it. As hitting the deck is Summers, who goes straight into the bleachers on the far side. Possession will stay with the Penguins, who will inbound on the far sideline on the short side of the court. Lodeholt will inbound in the far corner. In his face will be Summers, top of the key, triple, hands it off Mays right side. Mays straight away into Jeremiah Gray, lead pass to triple down low, a little too long as it goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Penguins. Full court pressure still implemented by Coach Booker's DUs.
Yeah, you have to implement the full court pressure. You're down by more than 20 points. Sure, it may open the outlet passes, but if you're playing good enough and strong defense, being aggressive like Waterman says, then you got to take that gamble and risk.
Preston Beverly checks in for the Sea Lions in place of Skylar White. Top of the key, Satterthwaite hands it off Rodriguez, right wing, top of the key, Presley. Hands it off to Summers on the left wing with 13 to shoot. Back up top, Rodriguez all the way around to Nelson on the far side. Beverly down low, working on triple, 7 to shoot. Backing down triple, puts a shoulder in him off the glass. And a whistle. That's going to be a foul on the Penguins' Jordan Tribble. That's going to be the first team foul of the quarter for the Penguins, and that'll be Tribble's first personal.
Yeah, looks like Jordan Tribble just initiated some type of contact. To me, it looked like he jumped straight on and up and not committing the foul. But yeah, Penguins need to continue to be more aggressive. Sure, you might put them at the foul line, but that's the strategy. They want to come out in the second half aggressive, boxing out your defenders, staying low, and not letting them get the offensive rebounds.
Beverly's two free throws were perfect, 57-31. Penguins trail. Jordan Williams brings it up, right wing, Lodeholt. Front of the Penguin bench. Penguins swing it all the way around to the left wing to Jordan Williams. Once again, guarded by the newly checked in Shihada. Off to Gray, who drives in. Floater from 8 feet, and that's going to be, looks like it's going to be a goaltend call. That's what it should be, Brandon.
Yep,
and it looks
it
like
is.
He grabbed the net, so yep. They're going to count it. And the basket wouldn't have even gone in, but Penguins get the benefit of the call as Jeremiah Gray will get credited with the bucket.
Shahada running the point. Jordan Williams in his face gets it across the timeline, top of the key, Satterthwaite. He'll drift left, hand off Shahada to the left wing. Summers inside of Satterthwaite. Backing down triple, spin move in the paint. Oh, and a perfect hook shot from Satterthwaite. Up the floor, the Penguins move it to load hole in the right corner. Jordan Williams, right wing. Up to Jeremiah Gray straight away, thinking about a three ball, working on Nelson, driving in, free throw line, back out. Jay Will had a shot, no, decided to dribble it up straight away, pass it off to Loadholt. Loadholt back to Williams, picks up a screen with 10 to shoot. Williams straight down the middle, free throw line, 8 to shoot. Loadholt left corner, 6, driving in, 5, count the bucket, no, don't count the bucket. Basket will not count as Loadholt was fouled before the shot attempt. That foul is going to be on Sterling Summers at this media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. As CJ Thomas looks to check back in, and we will hear from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947. For 3 generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of 2 or 42,
come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street. Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
That was San Rafael Joe's, and I am happy to confirm that I will be going there tonight, Brandon, after the game, having dinner with my family. So we get to go eat at San Rafael Joe's, and if you're there, we'll be down there. Come say hi. Brandon, you might be there too. So come say hi. Come talk to your DU broadcasters. 15:35 overhead. Penguins trail by 26, 59-33 here in the second half. And just they came out with a little bit of a spark, Brandon, but still unable to stop that offensive attack of the Sea Lions.
Yeah, they started it off early with a great pass to CJ Thomas to start things off early, but after that, their offense has been a little bit stagnant, as the word Waterman, Scott Waterman, used, and they just got to keep on moving the ball. As Coach Scott Waterman said, the offense will line up eventually.
That foul before the break was on Summers, his second personal first-team foul of the Sea Lions. That pass goes into Christian Futch, who checked in at the media timeout. Jordan Williams, left wing. Up to Futch, the free throw line. Loadholt driving in left side on Satterthwaite. Kicks it back out. 8 seconds as Jordan Williams, oh, just tight walking the half-court line as he drives in from the left side. Shot on goal, no good. Rebound Satterthwaite, bringing it up Shahada. Shahada slowing things down, gives the thumbs down as he bounce passes it to Satterthwaite, left wing to Summers, driving in Beverly, and he is going to be fouled on the shot attempt. That foul is going to be on Marcus Loadholt of the Penguins. First personal, second team foul for the Penguins here in the second half. Beverly will go to the line. He will shoot two. His last two free throws attempt, he was perfect. The lefty toes the line, left foot slightly forward, bends at the waist, launches the first one, and it is perfect as well. Checking back in for the Sea Lions, White and Lovelady in place of Satterthwaite and Summers.
Yeah, this doesn't look like a Point Loma team that's 0-2 in PacWest play. I mean, they have a record just over 500, and that's showcased today. When we see the big men, we usually just think they're good inside the paint, but no, these big men can shoot it from mid-range or from outside.
He comes away 2-for-2. Xavier Williams running the point, checks back in and plays to Marcus Loadholt, left wing. Jay Williams inside. Xavier Williams hits the deck, and we have a foul. That's going to be on Preston Beverly of the Sea Lions. That's his third personal second team foul here in half number two, as CJ went flying on that play, Brandon, on the off ball, and checking in, Cameron Gilbert, the 6'10" junior out of Prescott, Arizona, in place of Beverly, who just picked up his third personal.
Yeah, this is their tallest man, and we're gonna see how big of an advantage they'll put even more on the side of the Sea Lions.
Inbound pass goes to Gray, top of the key, inside to Futch, and he is rejected by Skylar White. Big rejection there. White stands at 6'7", Christian Futch at 6'8", and I have a feeling, Brandon, that White might be taller than 6'7", as he lines up against Futch, and they're virtually the same height.
on the inbound pass. We have a foul on Point Loma. That one's going to be on Yusuf Shahada. That's his second personal, third team foul for the Sea Lions. Penguins will redo the inbound attempt with 20 on the shot clock. Jordan Williams will inbound. Shahada commits that foul, and he comes right out of the game. Josh Rodriguez checks in his place.
And Cameron Gilbert is guarding Jordan Williams. A height advantage on the inbounds. It's going to make it difficult to get it in.
Into Jeremiah Gray, left corner, who slips and loses the handle out of bounds. Not the first time we've seen the Penguin men slip here in the Conlin Center. Happens almost too often. The inbound pass goes to Rodriguez, back to White. White, the 6'7", brings it up the court. He can run the full court. You don't see that very often from the big guys, Brandon, but White can do it. It looks like Gilbert can do it too on the right wing. That's Nelson. Back to Rodriguez, 12 to shoot, left corner. Lovelady, back to the top of the key, 8 to shoot. Nelson looking for a screen, 6, right wing, 5, drives in. Kick out, left wing to Rodriguez, 3. And the shot clock reset for some odd reason. And it looks like the shot clock reset because it ran out, but we were a little quick. I'm not necessarily sure our officials are going to have a discussion. And I believe that's Coach Booker yelling that there needs to be 1 second on the shot clock. It should have been a violation according to the Penguins. And they're going to inbound it. And there's still 17 on the shot clock. Jay Will picks it up as the shot clock goes off. Left corner, Williams slips again in that corner. They need to go get the squeegee guy over there, Brandon, and wipe up that northwestern corner of the court as C.J. Williams drives in, kick out, mid-range, Christian Futz just deep, no good. Rodriguez brings it up for the Sea Lions. Top of the key, sizing up Jay Will. Goes around Williams, baseline floater, off glass, good over Christian Futch. And it's a 30-point lead for the Sea Lions. Jay Will, free throw line, driving by White, kicks it out. CJ left elbow. CJ working on White. Oh, and he's going to get called for the offensive fouls. He dropped the shoulder and put it right into White, who hits the deck. And it looks like that's going to be CJ's second personal, third team foul as Romeo Mays checks back in place of CJ Thomas. 13-25 overhead, 63-33 Penguins trail.
And as Stuart Horn mentioned, it can either go two ways, an incredible comeback or a lopsided win for Point Loma. And so far, Penguins haven't adjusted with 7 minutes passing.
Top of the key, Stapes hands it off. White, Lovelady inside to Satterwhite around Futch off the glass. Good. It's a 32-point deficit. Jordan Williams over to the right wing, Xavier Williams. Mays into the corner, back straight away to Gray. Penguins moving the ball around nicely. Down low to Futch just inside the corner. Gray left wing, 3-ball, no good. Just wide, off the hands of Futch. Gray able to crowd another offensive possession for the Penguins. Gray driving in, baseline kick out. Futch 14-footer, no good. Rebound, White.
Well, they've gotten some clean looks so far, the jump shot, but none of them are falling through either Jeremiah Gray or Christian Futch.
Top of the key, Rodriguez has it. He'll dump it off. Lovelady, sizing up Xavier Williams, right wing Rodriguez, driving in, free throw line over Futch, kick out, corner three, White on the way, good. Skylar White hits the 3-ball. Jordan Williams bringing the ball up, calling the play. Gray up high, setting a screen, Williams drifts left, back to Gray, top of the key, 3-ball on the way by Jeremiah Gray, just short. Rebound, Lovelady, knocked away by Futch, but Lovelady able to corral it.
And now the Penguins are just forcing shots up. We saw Jeremiah Gray there as 2-point Loma defenders double-teamed on him. He just put up a long 3-pointer.
Top of the key, Lovelady has it over to Rodriguez, left wing. Christian Futch slips. Penguins are slip-sliding all over the place, Brandon. And I think they might need to squeegee the whole Conlin Center as they have a media timeout. NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins trail by 35, Brandon.
It's I'm speechless. I haven't seen this type of performance by our Dominican men. This probably is their worst shooting game. They haven't turned things around. Defensively, they're getting out rebound. And every time they seem to go inside and drive inside, two defenders and Point Loma swarms you, picks up the dribble, causing them in a havoc and having to pass the ball out. They've committed some turnovers here as well in the second half. Not that many, but yeah, as Stewart mentioned, it's just the mentality. Coach Booker T. Harris, you know, compared it to being the bigger kids on the other end and the Penguins being the smaller kids. And nothing's changed in the second half for us. I don't know what to say, how they should adjust. I really don't know.
Yeah, Penguins trailed by 21 coming out of halftime. They now trail by 35. And this is, as you mentioned, one of the more lopsided games that we've seen out of the Penguins. But on the floor is going to be Jordan Williams, Xavier Williams, Marcus Lodell, Romeo Mays, and C.J. Thomas. And we haven't seen much of C.J. here in the second half, Brandon.
We really haven't. He's been quiet. He hasn't scored. No, he scored some couple of free throws. I'm guessing, yeah, he had 10 points at halftime, if I'm not mistaken. Now has 12.
Inbound pass goes to Satter. Wade up around the DU's off glass and good. Jordan Williams brings it up for the Penguins, picks up a screen. Free throw line, bounce pass inside, whistles. Jordan Williams draws the foul on Josh Rodriguez. That's his first personal fourth team foul for the Sea Lions as Xavier Williams will inbound it on the other side of the court, right in front of the icebox. Xavier into Jordan Williams. Right wing, jump stop. Cross court to Lodeholt, down low. CJ backing down Beverly. CJ in the paint, and he slips.
That's five slips I've counted for us. You're right. They need to squeegee up this whole court right now. It's not helping with this deficit.
Yeah, the big man out there are sweating and it's getting on the floor, and I don't know if that's it or not, Brandon. That's the only thing that we could possibly guess that it could be. You know, it's not raining and there's no leak in the roof of the Conlin Center, so Penguins just unable to find the footing. Top of the key, Satter weight, Mays in his face, hands off Rodriguez, back to Beverly, left wing. Summers, cross court, Rodriguez, down low, Beverly working on CJ. Beverly, oh, and he shoves, puts an elbow right into CJ. Do not count the basket. Beverly's going to pick up a foul on the charge. That's going to be his fourth personal, fifth team foul for the Sea Lions. And as Beverly picks up his fourth foul, Skylar White's going to check back in his place. As we have one of our officials squeegeeing underneath the bucket on the southern end.
Well, I'd like to pull up some interesting stats here in the PacWest Conference so far this week. Player of the Week in Concordia, Tad Duffelmeyer, the defender, Nikisha Federico, and the freshman, Fresno Pacific's on Adrian Antunes.
Right wing, Xavier Williams drives in, kick out, Lodeholt, left wing. Jordan Williams picks up a screen, drifts straight away. Marcus Lodeholt thought about a three instead, drives to the paint, Mays mid-range, right into the paint, kick out, Lodeholt, three ball right corner, no good. Boy, the Penguins can't buy a three ball, Brandon. They're 1 for 15. Going the other way, Rodriguez up off the glass, and it doesn't fall. Satterwhite thought about the rebound, said Xavier Williams comes up with it. CJ one-on-one with White, into the paint, up off the glass. No good. He's fouled. CJ will go to the line. And the only thing that's been perfect tonight for the DUs has been CJ Thomas from the free throw line.
Yeah, and the free throws overall for the Penguins, they're shooting at 72%. But that three ball by Lodeholt, if that doesn't sum up the night for the Penguins, I don't know what does. That three-pointer was halfway in and came back right out. Now he's 9 for 9, perfect, CJ Thomas.
Futch and Gray check back in place of Mays and Xavier Williams. Shahada comes in for the Sea Lions in place of Rodriguez. 70-34, Penguins trail. CJ's second free throw. Oh, right back at him, and he unable to stay perfect, but he's 90% from the free throw line. Tonight, Shahada brings it up, working on Williams, crosses the timeline, drifts right, high post. Satterwhite back out to Shahada, double team, Jordan Williams, left wing, White. Back to the top of the key, Summers into Satterwhite, knocked away by Futch, it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Sea Lions as it went off Christian Futch. 8 to shoot, though, on the short end for the Sea Lions. Inbounding will be Shahada. 9:58 overhead. Inbound goes to Summers in the left corner. White steps up, top of the key. Spin move inside, dump off to Summers, who goes baseline off the glass. Sterling Summers gets credited with the two. 72-34. Jordan Williams straight away. Drifts right, passes off to Jeremiah Gray, right wing. Gray drifts left. Futch, baseline. And he'll draw the blocking foul on Satterwhite. Christian Futch will go to the line, and he will shoot two. That foul on Satterwhite is his second personal, seventh team foul. So any foul on the Sea Lions for the last 9.5 minutes will send the Penguins to the line, Brandon, and that's about the only thing they have going their way here in the second half as Futch's first free throw rattles home.
Yeah, these are Futch's first free throws on the night.
Second one up and missed right. Rebound White. Shahada brings it up slowly for the Sea Lions. They work it right. Nelson. Nice ball movement by the Sea Lions. Nelson back on the right wing, 14. Summers inside to White, who goes off the glass over Loadholt and good. 74-35, approaching 9 minutes. Jordan Williams up the far sideline. Back to Gray straight away. Right wing, CJ. No dribbles yet. Marcus Loadholt puts it on the floor, back to top of the key. Jordan Williams picks up a screen, dumps it off CJ, left elbow. Thought about a shot, no. Back out to Jordan Williams with 8 to shoot. Picks up a screen, 7. 3 ball on the way. Williams missed right. Rebound, Satterwhite. Up the far sideline goes Shahada. Half court. He's met by Jordan Williams. 3 ball, left wing. White missed it right. Rebound, Gray. Jeremiah is going to bring it up the floor for the Penguins. Straight up the middle and right past Nelson to the bucket. Count it. Jeremiah Gray gets the bucket to fall, and he has an and one free throw upcoming.
A nifty finish going in between his legs, up and under layup, drawing contact to stick it off glass with the right hand. Another highlight play by Jeremiah Gray. We saw him throw it down baseline with the right tomahawk earlier in the first half.
Gilbert and Lovelady return for the Sea Lions in place of Satterwhite and Summers. Gray with his and one free throw. It is up and perfect. Bringing it up the floor for the Sea Lions is Shahada. Top of the key. Gilbert hands it off back to Shahada. Good ball movement by the Sea Lions. Right wing, Nelson. Down low to White, working on Futch, 15. Backing down, Futch, 13. Back out, Nelson. Gets it poked away by Gray. Nelson able to land on it. Christian Futch comes away with it. And now we have our locked up as we have whistles. And it's more than likely going to be a dual possession. It's most likely going to be a dual possession call. And that's exactly what they're going to call, and it's going to go in favor of the Sea Lions. So now that we have a stoppage in play, Brandon, I'm going to hand over the last 8:03 to you.
Thank you, Forrest, as the Penguins trail still 74-38. They are in the bonus. Sea Lions are, as they drift it left side, that stapes. Back up top is Shahada. Gilbert up top, left wing. He sets the screen inside, dumps it, left wing. They want to get it into Gilbert, but the Penguins playing good defense so far on the inside. Jordan Williams back up top, swinging across the horn, goes baseline. That's Lovelady, kicks it out. Right corner, three-pointer off the mark, but a second chance opportunity and the rebound. That was Shahada who shot the three, but rebounded by Lovelady. Slowing things down for the offense. The Sea Lions drifting to the left is Shahada. Back up top, the screen set by White. Up top, three-pointer drifts to the left. Rebounded initially by CJ Thomas, but he steps on the line as the ball goes around. As we'll have a media timeout here, you're listening to NC2A. Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We will hear from Coach Booker.
Kane is in the building.
This is Booker T. Harris. You're listening to DU Basketball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University, California, Penguin Radio.
And Booker T. Harris not happy with this performance today by the Penguins as they trail by the largest margin in this ball game, 74-38. Forrest, with this amount of lead, 7 minutes left, I expect them, if you're Coach Booker T. Harris, do you want to leave your starters out there? Or do you just want to throw in your reserves that haven't seen much playing time?
Well, you know, Pavlos Perritos, A.J. Hernandez, who started this game, and Xavier Williams just came over to check back in. So I'd like to say that you mix it up a little bit in the last 7.5 minutes. You don't absolutely throw in the towel and give your guys and like don't give your guys a fighting chance. But this is the first time we've seen Pops here in the Conlin Center this year, so getting some guys some playing time, and it seems that Pops is going to come in, which is a good sign. He's the only one that hasn't come in tonight, Brandon, of the guys that are active, besides Uta Uchida. So everybody else that's active has played. Uta's the last one to check in. So we'll have to see how Coach Booker manages the last 7-13.
Yeah, Perritos sporting the clear goggles as it'll be rejected by Futch. Back out to the left wing is Shahada. Right wing, Perritos guarding heavily. Left corner, three-pointer, Shahada. Off back iron, but a beautiful tip on the corral. Gets it in off glass. Skylar White, that's a 38-point lead for the Sea Lions. Hernandez signaling for screen to the right. Left corner, Xavier Williams dumps it inside. CJ Thomas holds it. Post up, spin move. As he goes up, he is hacked. The foul will be on Luke Lovelady, and CJ Thomas, Forrest, is really scoring inside the paint and feeding it and getting his chance at the free throw lines yet again.
Now he's the Penguins' leading scorer. He has 13 on the night. He's only 2-for-3 from the field, but he's 9-for-10 from the free throw line and looking to add to that right here.
First one is on its way off back iron.
And literally landed right in his pocket, too. It came right back at him, and he was able to catch it. And if you're a free throw shooter, that's a good sign. If it comes right back at you and lands right at your hip.
As Beverly Rodriguez and Summers check back in, and the second one off back iron, drifting to the right. Corralled and rebounded by Josh Rodriguez and the Point Loma Sea Lions. 6:25 left overhead here in the ball game. Up top, Satterthwaite sets the screen, moving inside the paint. Head fake, that's Summers. Left wing, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Satterthwaite drives baseline, uses the rim to protect it, and goes reverse. Count it, 78-38. The lead by the Sea Lions. Perritos around the corner. Xavier Williams, jumper. From the free throw line, 15 feet, that's money. Xavier Williams with his first points of the night, his second shot attempt only. In between the legs, dribbled Josh Rodriguez. Swinging across the horn, Rodriguez. Cross court, skip pass, right corner, three-pointer is good. Tanner Nelson nails his third three-pointer of the ball game. We see him nail two of them in the first half. As Xavier Williams will dribble right in front of us. Crossover move to A.J. Hernandez. Hernandez swinging across the court. Xavier Williams right wing. Pavlos Perritos drives right. Hop step. He had an open lane. Didn't take the shot. Instead gives it to Futch. Right low block. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Futch with a screen up top. Xavier Williams crossover move. C.J. Thomas 3 seconds on the shot clock. Drives off back iron on the layup. Rebounded and corralled by Beverly. Pushing up Rodriguez for the Sea Lions. Drives left. And a nice reverse layup going to his left. 83-40, Penguins trail. Xavier Williams, couple pound dribbles, gets it right wing. That's Hernandez, back up top, Perritos. Left wing, head fake, and a traveling violation will be called on the Penguins. That was Xavier Williams on the handle. And as we get a bunch of substitutions here for both teams, new lineups, as we will get most of the starters back in for the Penguins. Jay Williams, Romeo Mays, Marcus Lodeholt, Jeremiah Gray, and Jordan Tribble for the last 4:30 of this ball game. Cameron Gilbert back in for the Sea Lions. Right corner, not able to handle the pass. Falling, that was Noah Stapes on the other end. Jeremiah Gray, reverse layup. He went the middle of the court, inside the lane, goes right hand up and over, not able to finish it. Sea Lions will retain it on the other end. Head fake, spin move. Summers around the horn, left wing. The screen by Gilbert, back up top right corner. Dribble drive inside, going baseline, swings it to the left corner, shovel dump pass, misses and corralled initially by Noah Stapes. He is fouled on the second shot attempt. He'll be shooting two after this media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We will hear from San Rafael Joe's one more time.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
And we are back here. Penguins still trail, of course, 83-40. 3:52 left in the ballgame. The Sea Lions doing everything better. 60% shooting overall, 40% from beyond the arc, 76% from the free throw line. Less turnovers, more points off the turnovers. Really, nothing the Penguins are doing well in this ballgame except free throws.
No, I mean, they're 1-for-16 on three-point attempts, shooting 6%, and that's the first time I've ever seen that. And we're almost done with this game, Brandon, and they're shooting 6% from beyond the arc.
Very, very uncharacteristic and abysmal. The only double-digit scores for the Penguins are Jeremiah Gray and C.J. Thomas. Most of C.J.'s points have come at the free throw line, as there was a foul, as I mentioned, before the media timeout, and towing the line, missing his first free throw, is Noah Stapes. Second free throw attempt goes right off back iron. Rebounded by Jeremiah Gray. Jay Williams, right corner, right wing between his legs, drifting to his left. Marcus Lodol gets it. Up top, in between the circles. Now Jeremiah Gray, left wing. Jay Williams up top. Action inside with Jordan Tribble and Jordan Williams drifting to the right. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Jeremiah Gray initiates contact, and he'll be fouled. That'll be a foul on Noah Stapes. That's his second personal foul. Jeremiah Gray will toe the line, 4-2.
Yeah, he's 2-for-3 on the night, looking to add to that total. As you mentioned, one of the two Penguin scores in double digits.
Gray's first free throw high, arcing off back iron, no good. Jeremiah Gray looks at the shot clock and will toe the line for his second free throw. It's perfect. Jeremiah Gray with 13 points. Jordan Williams guarding heavily on Shahada. Hand off by Gilbert. In between the legs, crossover move by Shahada. Has to dump it outside. Love Lady inside Gilbert. Gilbert right wing, left corner, and there's going to be an off-ball foul. Looks like down low. That'll be Jordan Williams gets tangled up with Preston Beverly. So Jordan Williams will have his second personal foul. And Point Loma will retain possession underneath their basket. Shahada will inbound. And he'll get it in off the handoff from Cameron Gilbert. Shahada up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Cutting opposite corner. They had Love Lady. 5 seconds on the shot clock now. Shahada, crossover move. They have to put it up. I don't think they realize that the shot clock hasn't gotten there. Reset. weird things going on with the shot clock here is there'll be a foul on the Penguins. Jordan Tribble, second personal foul. Preston Beverly will toe the line for his fifth and sixth free throw attempts.
And Beverly, I believe, has four personal fouls, Brandon. If the Penguins can go at him, they could at least get him out of this game, who now has 15 points and tied for the second leading scorer for the Point Loma Sea Lions, in which they have six in double digits.
Yeah, Satterthwaite, Summers, Nelson, Rodriguez, and Beverly. Beverly misses the second one off back iron, but rebounded again by Luke Lovelady and Point Loma. Jeremiah Gray tries to go for the steal. Jordan Tribble gets his hand up, and it'll be counted and one. Foul on Jordan Tribble on consecutive possessions as Noah Stapes has a chance for a three-point opportunity.
And how did he get that shot to fall, Brandon? He just drove in the paint, got fouled by Tribble, turned around, kind of fired it off over his head backwards and couldn't even see the hoop, and he got it to fall.
And he will complete the three-point play. Jordan Williams bringing it up top for the Penguins. 2:30 left in the ball game, which has been a long ball game for the Penguins. Marcus Lodeholt drives to the right. Jeremiah Gray up top. Crossover move between the legs. Loses it. Able to corral. Goes right. Dumps it off. That's Romeo Mays. He goes up and he is fouled. So Romeo Mays will shoot two. Chances at first points on the night. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Hasn't taken a shot in the ball game. Mays, first free throw. It's good.
Penguins looking good from the line, Brandon. 14 for 23.
As the second free throw rims off back iron in and out. Corralled and rebounded by Luke Lovelady. Lovelady handoff to AJ Fiery. His first minutes of the ball game. Fiery with a screen down low. Off one of the hands. As we will get three fresh Penguins in. Pablo's Perritos for a second time checking back into the ballgame, and glad to report for the first time in the Igloo this season, Uta Uchida and Aiden Vermeulen in the ballgame.
Also 42, Aiden Vermeulen.
Uchida, good friend of Forrest and I.
Yes. Most good, certainly.
Good to see him in the ballgame. As Pablo's Perritos will swing it across the court, Aiden Vermeulen head fake. Back up top, Jay Williams. Uchida, the pass to Jay Will. 16 seconds on the shot clock overhead. He drives inside Perritos right, picks up his dribble, back out to Jordan Williams. Vermeulen crossing the court, Uchida. 7 seconds on the clock. Jordan Williams has to take a 15-footer from the left elbow, and going up for the rebound lands on Shahada. That'll be a foul on Romeo Mays as the Sea Lions will take some more free throws on the other end. So really slowing things down even more in this ball game. Penguins just want to get out of here and rebound and go for their second game. And the next time we'll be broadcasting here is for another doubleheader, Saturday, January 13th, against Chaminade. Women at 2, men at 4. That'll be our next broadcast on Penguin Radio as Vermeulen has it up top. Uta Uchida driving to the right, handoff to Jordan Williams. Vermeulen drives inside the paint. Layup. Oh, and just missed. Romeo Mays saves it. Up top, Perritos. Uta Uchida drives to his left, hands it off. Pavlos Perritos swinging it around the horn. Inside now. Low extended block. That's Romeo Mays. Gets it. Pavlos Perritos. Three-pointer. Right wing, and you gotta love that. Pablo Perritos with his first points here in the Igloo this season, and the Penguins bench is happy for him. Up top, Shahada, left wing, inside, crossing it, 40 seconds left in the ball game. Up top, three-pointer, fiery, off the backboard and off back iron, corralled by Point Loma. Drifting to the right, Shahada. And there'll be officials timeout as off the shot of Fiery, the ball gets off the face of Luke Lovelady, and it seems like he's bleeding, so we'll get a replacement for him. That's going to be Skylar White for the final 35 seconds. 7.3 second differential between game and shot clock. Hand off Fiery. It's off to Shahada. Back White. Up top Gilbert. Left wing. And there's going to be a foul down low. And as soon as we get that call, it's going to be on the Penguins. That's going to be on Iden Vermeulen, his first personal foul. And more free throws for the Sea Lions. Skylar White at the line. First free throw. Off front iron. No good. Toes the line for the second free throw. And that's good. Vermeulen to Jordan Williams, 20 seconds and counting. Jordan Williams in between the legs. And they will just dribble it on out as the Penguins got blown out here at the Igloo. 88-45. Penguins leading scorer, CJ Thomas, with 13 points as well as Jeremiah Gray. On the side of Point Loma, Forrest, as you mentioned, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in double digits. Preston Beverly, 15. Josh Rodriguez, 11. Tanner Nelson, 13. Sterling Summers with 12. And Ziggy Satterthwaite, 16, as well as Skylar White. Final totals, Penguins out-rebounded 27, Forrest, 47-20. Penguins finish shooting at 30% to the Point Loma Sea Lions, 59.
Yeah, and Brandon, the only thing you can say about this one is we'll be back on January 13th against Chaminade. I'd like to thank Amy Hinkleman, our athletic director, Spencer Chameau, our assistant athletic director, Mari Pileggi, the chair of the communications department, and Stuart Horn, the guy that puts it all together for the radio station, I should say, here at Dominican University of California. And we look forward to being with you on the 13th, thank you for listening to us here tonight. And all of us here from Penguin Radio wish you a happy holidays and a great start to your 2018.
Yeah, definitely a happy holidays, whatever you're celebrating. Hope you guys enjoy it. And we will be back here, as Forrest mentioned, on Saturday, January 13th, against Chaminade for another doubleheader. The women at 2 p.m., as the men will take the floor at 4 p.m. and looking to bounce back. Thanks for tuning in. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.